This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. All right, so one of the things that happens during a sales career, especially when you're new, is that you don't know the answer to something. And the other scenario, and I want to address this today, is when you have a complicated enrollment process. Let's say you have to pull somebody's credit or do some research or something like that, that when you're new in the beginning, until you've perfected it, takes a lot of time. It feels clunky. It feels cumbersome. And it just takes a bunch of effort. Here's the normal response from salespeople who are either new or just worried that they might not be effective with that conversation is they freak out. They get concerned. They get scared. They anticipate that somebody is not going to put up with it, that someone is going to detect that they're new, detect that they don't know what they're doing, and then not want to move forward. And that's fair, right? Like part of us and part of certain personalities just don't want to look bad, don't want to look like we don't know what we're doing. Others are more fearless and or reckless, and they just dive into things and they don't care if people understand if they know what they're doing or not. They're just going to do it anyway. If you find yourself worried about your level of effectiveness in the conversations or your confidence or your professionalism, do not worry. Biggest thing, best advice is to make sure you remember that if you're selling something that's actually benefiting the person you're speaking with, and that's a big if, because there's a lot of people out there selling a lot of things that don't really move the needle for someone. It's not really solving a problem they have. It's not really helping them get to a better place. That salesperson selling it because the company thinks it's amazing and the salesperson wants to get paid, but does it actually make a difference? If it does, if what you're selling is actually going to impact somebody, again, get them out of pain or get them to a better place, and it's going to help them in some way, then they will go through your process. If you're new or you're struggling or you're just not like perfectly quick or smooth with things, that's okay. If your intentions are to help people and you've built rapport with them and you've shared empathy by asking questions and actually listening to answers and actually caring about the other person and wanting to get them to the other to a better place, then they will put up with you and your sales process if it isn't perfect, if it isn't smooth, if it isn't ideal to a certain point. And I'll address that in a moment. The key is they will put up with it. And I say put up with it because it's not ideal. Of course, they would like it to be faster. They'd like it to be more effective. They want what they want. We all kind of want what we want. And things have become even more of an expectation of instant gratification. And with that being said, they will put up with it if it's going to benefit them. We all will, right? If you're dealing with something or you need something or want something and the process isn't what you want, you will put up with it. For example, when you go to the doctor and then they put you in the room and then you just sit there and you're sitting there on that table with the paper and it's uncomfortable and there's really nothing to read. At least now you have your phone. There was a time when you didn't have your phone and you're just sitting there staring at all the posters and medical stuff. Maybe you're that type of person that roots through the drawers looking for things to check out. There's nothing to do. And because you have a pain or an issue or something you want help with or something you need approved, right? Like a physical to go do X, Y, and Z, you put up with the process because you want something. Now, of course, if you're in sales, most likely you're not dealing with life and death, and that's okay. But if you're truly helping someone, they will put up with your process to a certain point. Now, here's the certain point. If it's terrible, if it's just not effective, if you're not good at it, if it's taking way too long, there is a point where some people will just snap and be like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I give up. Just stop, right? So you have to be mindful of that. But otherwise, people will be patient. People will be understanding, especially if they know that you care and you share with them, hey, I'm new, so I'm working through this, or hey, this process takes a little while, and so on. Set the right expectation. Do not try to hide it. Do not try to keep it to yourself, what you're doing, or hoping that they won't notice it's taking a long time, or hoping that they won't notice that you don't totally know what you're doing, or hoping they won't notice that you're reading from a script because you're still new or the process changed. Just set the right expectation. Let them know. They're human. You're human. Just let them know, hey, our process just changed. They just gave us some new scripting. I'm going to go through this just to make sure I cover everything because I don't want to leave anything out because I want to make sure that you understand everything about this program. Just let them know that. People will then appreciate it. When you're pretending like you're not reading a script and you are, and you're hoping they don't notice that you don't know what you're doing, that's when people start to trust you less. They're already afraid of you. You're a salesperson. They're worried about it because they know what salespeople want to do, which is sell something so that they can benefit from it. As a customer, most people will have their guard up at some level when dealing with a salesperson. And so the more you can set expectations, you will lower that barrier. They will trust you more. They will see that you're trying to help them. The other part is that if you have a part of your process where normally you would do it in one phone call or in one meeting, and something comes up or you have to go through a process that takes a long time, you should be able to either put that person on hold while you do it or call them back. Now, this is a sin in terms of a lot of sales processes, especially when dealing with consumers, especially when dealing with something where it's a one call opportunity. If I don't close you on this one call, I may never talk to you again. To me, that's a sign of a weak salesperson and or a product, right? A service or product that's just not valuable. Because if it's valuable, you should be able to call them back and they will answer and you can move them forward. If you're a strong salesperson with a strong sales process and a company that's done proper training with you, then you will have built up the value and the reasons why, such that when you do have to get off the phone with them so you can do your process, let's say pull credit, get their file approved, whatever that might be, that you trust and know that you've done everything you can and they will be excited for your phone call. Right? You should be excited. They should be excited. You should trust and know that they want your help such that they will answer. And something to analyze, and I've worked with teams on this for years and individuals for years, if you're afraid of getting off the phone or letting that person leave your store or whatever, you can imagine all these scenarios and you'll never hear from them again. They enter what I call the prospect witness protection program. Then just that fear and worry that you have is an indication that you're missing something in your process. Either you don't feel confident in yourself, you don't feel confident in your product or service, you don't feel confident in what your company actually provides and the value, and you might not feel confident about your conversations and actually building value and following like the authentic persuasion pathway, having a system and process to move people forward such that they would be excited. If you have those doubts and fears, that's something for you to step back and work on in any of those four categories that I mentioned, because that is an indication that something is missing. When you have all of those in alignment, you should have no concern in getting off the phone with someone and knowing that they will either call you back or they will answer when you call them back. And that all goes back to the beginning part, which is if you're new, if you're having a complicated process, if something changes, if you feel like what you're doing with the customer might not be something they want, set the right expectations, build the value, and it will all work out. That is the sign of a sales professional, in my opinion.